Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Tonight across the region, skies are clear with a cool breeze in the air. It's a pleasant night in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, while Haifa enjoys a slightly warmer evening. Ain Lut remains comfortable as well. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last few minutes, Israel Hayom reports that a potential Saudi deal is distant as Iran races towards confrontation. The meeting with former U.S. President Donald Trump is also in doubt. Also, earlier this hour, the Jerusalem Post revealed that Goffman met the head of the CIA during a secret Washington visit. The meeting aimed to coordinate the U.S. and Israel on the ongoing Iran nuclear negotiations. Also this hour, Walla reports that former President Trump has set a new equation for Iran. He stated that the U.S. will target a bridge or power station after every Iranian attack in the Strait of Hormuz. Separately, from earlier today, the Times of Israel notes that Iranian missiles targeted Jordan with interception explosions heard over Ain Lut. The U.S. conducted another night of strikes on Iran. And finally, in the past hour, JT highlights Israel's alarm over reports of a possible U.S.-Saudi nuclear deal. The deal could give Riyadh access to sensitive technologies impacting normalization efforts with Israel. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, warned just minutes ago that the southern route of the Strait of Hormuz is dangerous, cautioning shipping companies against America's deceptive tricks. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, shared 12 minutes ago that Iran's foreign ministry warned of a strong response to any attack on its infrastructure, targeting contributors to such attacks. Iris, a travel advisory account, posted 13 minutes ago about the UK's updated travel warning for Israel and the Middle East, citing fears of further regional escalation. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Israel Hayom's report, the potential Saudi deal's delay adds tension to the region. A source in Washington indicates that the U.S. is hesitant on allowing Saudi Arabia to build nuclear reactors. This could strain U.S.-Israel relations if Saudi Arabia gains nuclear capabilities without normalizing ties with Israel. Turning to the secret Washington visit reported by the Jerusalem Post, Goffman's meeting with the CIA head underscores the seriousness of the Iran nuclear issue. This coordination is crucial as the U.S. and Israel navigate the delicate negotiations with Iran. Meanwhile, from Walla, former President Trump's new stance on Iran adds a layer of complexity to U.S.-Iran relations. By targeting infrastructure in response to attacks, Trump aims to deter Iranian aggression in the Strait of Hormuz. This could escalate military tensions in the region. The Times of Israel reported on Iranian missiles targeting Jordan. This follows a series of U.S. strikes on Iran, highlighting the volatile situation. The interception over Ain Lut shows the regional impact, with civilians at risk from the ongoing conflict. Finally, JTA's story on the U.S.-Saudi nuclear deal raises concerns in Israel. Access to sensitive technologies could shift the balance of power in the Middle East, complicating Israel's security landscape and diplomatic efforts. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that Israel has fallen below the OECD average in the number of academics. The chief economist's office reveals this decline, highlighting a worrying trend for the country's educational standing. Separately, CTEC notes that Cisco is investing in Zafran despite doubts over its growth. This investment broadens the Israeli startup's investor base and signals confidence in its potential. And finally, Israel Hayom Business states that the State Employees Club is moving its benefits card to Cal. This shift from Isracard aims to enhance competition among credit companies and improve consumer options. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 11 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.